Okay, our friends. So today we have got another wonderful story for you, one that you frequently request. That's right, it's time for a Bluey story. Today's story is called Zoo. And I think that we've decided that the person who is writing all of these is a guy named Joe Brum. But we don't see his name in the credits for this book, but I think that's who it is, right? The book is based on the TV series Bluey. And you can find that on Disney Plus. And it's read today by Mommy. And
the P H I L I P.
The P H I L I P. And we are very excited, the P H I L I P and the Mommy, to read today's story. So buckle up, my Bluey loving friends. We've got a good one for you. Here we go. Bluey and Bingo went to play zoo with Mum.
Bingo's going to be Snowdrop the toddler, says Bluey. And Mum's going to be Mum, says Bingo.
And their parents are sitting on the couch. And Bluey looks up at the dad.
I'm going to be zookeeper, says Bluey. What about you, Dad?
I'll lie on the couch and read the paper, says Dad.
No, we've got a special job for you.
They giggle. Uh-oh. Dad says, uh-oh, because I think he knows whenever the girls have a special job for their dad, they always do something very cheeky.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Lady Gabardine,
says the zookeeper.
Welcome to the zoo.
Thank you. My precious little Snowdrop just adores animals, says Lady Gabardine.
And of course, Lady Gabardine is Mum, right? The zookeeper shows them around.
Here's the gentle giraffe. He's very friendly, she explains.
And we can see that they have a picture of a giraffe hung up nicely on their fence.
How delightful, says Lady Gabardine. And if you follow me this way, says the zookeeper, you'll see our kangaroo! Kangaroo!
Shouts Snowdrop, because sure enough, there's Stuffy, who looks like a kangaroo, is right there at the fence as well.
Well, it's like a kangaroo, young lady, but smaller, says the zookeeper. It's a party melon. Very friendly. I'm pretty sure they like eating melons.
Now this next one is definitely not friendly, says the zookeeper. He's a big stinky baboon.
And in the picture, ooh, it's the dad. And he says, ooh, ooh. He doesn't look very excited to be in this game, does he? Because he's got his newspaper and he's not really paying attention. Mm-mm. But Bingo thinks it's amazing.
Big blue monkey.
Well, I rather thought we'd see more movement from the animals, says Lady Gabardine.
And the big blue monkey, a.k.a. Dad, sticks his tongue out at her and goes,
and she says, what a brute.
And of course, the zookeeper's not having any of that.
Oi, get up, you big ape. Our visitors don't want to see you lying around all day,
shouts the zookeeper. And the dad, still reading his newspaper, finally decides to just falls over, flops on the floor.
Monkey sweep, monkey sweep, says baby Bingo.
How does monkey sweep?
I think she means sleep.
That's it, the zookeeper says. Dance for the lady, you lazy ape.
But the baboon doesn't listen. And he grabs the pool noodle instead. You see, she's taking the pool noodle and she's jabbing it through the fence at him to try to wake him up. And he goes, and begins scratching his behind with the pool noodle. Oh, my, says, of course, the proper lady who's shocked at this behavior.
I mean, it's the behavior of an ape.
It is.
Yeah.
And Bingo notices that.
Monkey scratch butt-butt. Ah, forget this guy,
says the zookeeper.
Let's go see the kookaburras.
Come along, Snowdrop,
says Lady Gabardine. But Snowdrop has an idea. You see, this whole time she has had a banana in her hands, hasn't she? Oh, dear. She holds it out to the baboon. Ooh, ooh, says the baboon, and reaches out for the banana, and then crawling under the fence, Bingo, I should say Snowdrop, has now decided to join him in his cage. Ooh, he says.
Big blue monkey, she says.
Ooh, he says. He is now terrified.
These kookaburras think everything is funny, says the zookeeper. Look at these little darlings, Snowdrop, says Lady Gabardine,
but Snowdrop isn't there.
That gorilla has Snowdrop,
shouts Lady Gabardine.
Don't worry, madam, says the zookeeper. I'll sort this out straight away. He's not allowed to do this.
Because in the picture, sure enough, Snowdrop has crawled under the cage with the big blue baboon. And what does our zookeeper decide to do? Turns the hose on them and splashes them, which of course makes Dad, holding Bingo, jump over the fence, knocking into Lady Gabardine. And what a big mess it is. Now the baboon and Snowdrop are free. Snowdrop the whole time thinks it's very funny. But Lady Gabardine, who's been knocked down, does not think it's very funny. She looks angry. The zookeeper says,
would you like to see our reptile selection?
No, says the mum. The gorilla and Snowdrop escape inside. Ooh, ha, 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 he says. She says,
zookeeper, this is unheard of. I demand you rescue my little Snowdrop at once.
Don't worry, madam, replies the zookeeper. Everything is under control.
Inside, the zookeeper spots the gorilla.
There you are, she shouts. Get back here, you big ape.
She's trying to herd him, but he is taking off.
This is not how you treat our visitors.
And she chases him. Ooh, ooh, he says.
Snowdrop, are you okay?
Says the mom. She looks very worried.
Everything's okay, madam. Please feel free to check out our emus.
They run upstairs.
Get back here, you ape!
It's hard to go up the stairs, though, isn't it? When, you see, this whole time, Bluey's been chasing them in her little car. But you can't take a little car upstairs, can you? It's quite a bit of a hassle. Snowdrop helps the monkey hide in the cupboard.
Me, Snowdrop. You?
Ooh.
No, no. Me, Snowdrop. You?
Ooh.
She's trying to make friends with him. Meanwhile, the zookeeper comes up with a plan.
The blue ape won't be able to resist this banana, and when he goes for it, we'll trap him, she says.
How long is this going to take?
Oh, I can hear them.
Snowdrop and Ooh-Ooh decide to leave the cupboard, and the banana catches Ooh-Ooh's eye. Oh, here we go. He runs after it to grab it. Snowdrop yells out,
no,
because she sees that it's a trap. But boom, as soon as he reaches for it, the trap is sprung and Bluey, as the zookeeper, is on top of him.
Settle down, you big baboon. I'll have to tickle the big fella to sleep, she says,
and begins tickling. Snowdrop runs to save Ooh-Ooh, who is now fast asleep. And Lady Gabardine has her baby, and all is well, right? It's the end of the day, and Snowdrop is tucked into bed.
See Ooh-Ooh tomorrow?
Asks Snowdrop. Oh, goodness, no. I don't think we'll go back to that zoo anytime soon, says Lady Gabardine. She tries to fall asleep, but she hears something from the window.
Snowdrop, says the zookeeper. You've got a visitor.
And she's whispering this, right? And there comes
Ooh-Ooh.
Big Ooh-Ooh has climbed through her bedroom window and is giving one nice hug to her before falling asleep. And everyone is going to live happily ever after. Don't you think?
Uh-huh.
It's nice to have a good hug right before you go to sleep, don't you think? Uh-huh. Yeah, but you should never try to climb into a wild animal's pen at the zoo, should you? No, that's a terrible idea. You could get seriously injured. Not to mention the legal ramifications. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, my
Nobody
friends.
Nobody knows about those.
The legal ramifications?
No one cares about those.
Nobody cares about
no,
those?
No
well, except for the lawyers.
No one understands those.
Oh, no one understands what that means? Fair enough. Well, there it is, my friends. Shall we say the end?
The end.
Would you like to say anything else?
I hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow. The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.